Listening 9. Young people and their problems. In human society, values, goals, and the way people think keep changing constantly. Young people, as well as most adults, are hugely influenced by the time in which they grow up and live. All of us have heard our parents or grandparents say something like, "When I was younger, the world was a totally different place." Or, "I would never have done this when I was younger." No one can stay young forever. That's the way it is. Most young people are self-confident as they are taught independence and assertiveness these days. It is often the case that they have a clear vision of what they want to achieve, or what their parents want them to achieve. The one thing most young people desire is independence, for they are constantly forced to abide by rules imposed on them by their parents, school, their sports coach, etc. Uncertainty and the processes of searching and exploring are perfectly natural for young people in all times. Friendship is genuinely important for all young people. They like to make friends with people of their own age with similar hobbies, and unless you are a true loner, you mostly have a lot of friends. Everyone has his or her best friend whom they confide in. A true friend is someone who listens to you, gives a helping hand or advice, but, most importantly, will never betray you. Betrayal is something young people take very seriously. Love, a beautiful word popular with poets and composers and an inspiration for many painters. We all look for an ideal partner. The young are full of ideals. They fall in love very often. They are very sensitive to both good and bad things. Disillusion and refusal may often be much worse for them than it might seem to an adult. Sometimes people let down by love may have bitter memories for the rest of their lives. Some teenagers think of school and teachers as a necessary evil. Performance at school and teachers are quite challenging for many students. They often reject anyone's authority and fail to realize that they are responsible for themselves and the way they behave. It is at this stage of life that their future starts developing, and what is ignored now is difficult to catch up with later. All parents want their child to be the best, brightest, and most polite, and they can teach this to their children. It is often the case that they plan their child's career without knowing what the young person feels. Parents often fail to understand that children have their own dreams and visions, be it of their future or just their hairstyle, clothes, or friends. Parents have their ideals and they think their children are there to fulfill these ideals. When the young stand up for their opinions, arguments may break out. And with both sides holding firmly to their positions, problems grow in size, and this may lead to the teenager wanting to become independent as soon as possible. Another important thing that young people have to deal with is choosing their future jobs and careers. How can young people know what they will like in the future, whether the decision they have made will prove right? At the age of 18, people officially come of age and are expected to take care of themselves, at least to some extent, and to arrange what they need. They should by then be determined, independent, responsible, and able to live their lives without complicating other people's lives. Is it possible at all? For everyone, youth is a crucial period of life. Therefore, it must be lived to the full. Why not gain as much experience as possible and have as many interests and activities and friends as possible? In your old age, you will have nice memories. By the way, another proverb goes approximately like this: experience gained at a young age will prove useful at a later stage.